Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com.
Boys and girls, welcome to the Adam O Podcast. I'm Adam O, and it's a lovely Tuesday night here at Skid Row Studios. And yes, we are joined by lovely artists today in the Los Angeles community. Some of them live abroad in London. So yes, thanks for listening to the program. Our guests tonight are not going to help us go viral, but fuck it. They're here. I had a great guest lined up. But that's kind of the through line of the show. And we all know that. Sometimes we hit and sometimes we miss. However, we're going to hit tonight. And who knows? Who knows? One of these little girls in front of me, maybe her daddy will put this on the front page of her daddy's corporation. Who the fuck knows? But fuck it. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to cut loose. And I'm going to play the conductor. And you're going to sit back and you're going to join two little whores. I mean, girls.
You know.
You're going to join two little girls. Tell us about the art scene in Los Angeles, being underaged. How old are you guys, and what's your names?
We're both underaged. It sucks.
I'm Miranda, and I'm 18.
Love your shirt, Miranda. It's very sexy.
Thank you. I love
skeleton.
The misfits.
All right. And how many bones are on that shirt? Shine the bone. Shine the fucking bone. I am a pervert, you know, but I'm a healthy and good pervert. Actually, I don't know. I have prickles in my feet now. However, that's just when I sleep. And your name, lovely?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole?
I'm 20.
Wow, luscious. And next to you is the wonderful Tim Schwartz, a good buddy of mine, Hollywood producer and director. Hey, Tim.
What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Not bad. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, we have the great, wonderful conductor of the studio here tonight. And I also like to entertain this guy in my own head. He doesn't know that. However, that's the through line as well in my show. Is when I have a great conductor, I put on a show. I'm used to a live audience. That's Jeremy Hansen, the chief of Skid Row Studios. Welcome back, Jeremy. Thank you for being here.
Woo!
And our sound engineer is Mindy behind the glass.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yes. And so let's crack in with a little bit of the art scene here.
Yeah.
In the wonderful studio of Los Angeles. So tell us. Let's start with you, Miranda. How's Los Angeles treating you? And tell us what you do.
I actually live in Pasadena, which is like
off of Los Angeles.
Yeah, most porn chicks live out in the valley or Pasadena so they can hide when they don't have to go into the city coffee shops and see everybody they know.
You know, it happens all the time to me where I'll just like go in somewhere and like, you know,
the guys will all know who she is, but you know, the girls.
It's hard, but.
You guys are very attractive, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Lovely. Well, both blondes, too. Young.
Wow.
So, Miranda, keep going.
What do I do?
Just get naked.
she's a filmmaker, actually.
At minute four. Like, you're a filmmaker?
She's the one behind the camera.
What, one of those YouTube sensationals?
No.
Telling guys how to get dressed?
Yep.
Not really.
They make a lot of
that's
hits.
That's a fantastic idea.
Better than any viral video I've seen are the girls that tell guys, you know, advice.
Yeah, what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great idea, but I've never been really interested in making things for YouTube, but.
Really? Do you have a boyfriend, Miranda?
A little bit.
Why are you looking around your shoulder? I mean, this guy right here, is he like really your bodyguard? Because you thought you saw a big Jew.
And you know, no.
That's me, and you came on my program, and you had to bring a bodyguard because you thought I was going to hit on you. Is that what's going on in your head, Miranda?
I mean, a little bit.
You got to be safe.
No, I have only great preconceived notions of you. So
I mean, because I kind of want to take you out for a nice muffin.
A muffin.
Yeah.
Only the best.
Take you out for a muffin. Wow. Could I take you out for a muffin?
In
or do you have
Pasadena?
To bring a guy?
Do I have to bring a guy?
Yeah, if I take you out for
a
muffin.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we can hang out.
Are you a type of girl that makes out on the first date?
I don't really date that much, but like,
When she does.
When I do.
It's funny because no one knows who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
All right, so continue telling us what you do.
You can describe her in detail.
Wait, shut up. It's not your turn yet. All right, keep going, Miranda.
I'm trying to help. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to know? What do I do?
Yeah, I want to know what you do, what you like, you know, who you are. I mean, we have thousands of millions of listeners on this program.
I mean, we only have 52 minutes to describe me.
Why do you think I'm fucking milking?
Well, what's interesting about me? I don't know. I'm a filmmaker. I'm
sex sells. Okay.
What? Sex sells? Okay. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's pass the energy around because we do have a lot of time and there's no music or commercial breaks. So get sweaty because we're going to take that shit off. So your turn, sweetheart. You're gorgeous too.
Thank you, darling.
So tell us about yourself, your name again.
Nicole.
And you're 20.
I'm 20.
And where do you live?
I live in London.
What do you do in London?
I'm studying. I'm a student. I'm going to Goldsmiths University.
Really?
Yeah.
So how could you take this program viral?
By posting it on my Facebook.
Posting it on your Facebook?
And writing it on my arms.
I approve.
Go out clubbing and just make sure everyone can see it.
Get it tattooed.
You go clubbing at 20?
Well, yeah, you can in London.
What's the oldest guy you ever dated?
Oh, dear God. I'd say 31.
31. And how old were you?
I was 19.
You were 19. That's not what I heard the other night, sweetheart. That is not what I heard the other night. The other night I heard you were 16 and he was 38.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Maybe. I was probably extravagant.
On this radio show.
Okay. It's not.
With my
no,
I got
age is just a number.
Age is just
I mean, number. Everyone's a little boy, I think. You're a little boy.
Yeah, like men, little boy. Men don't really grow up, do they?
Mm. Well, I'm not too sure. You're going to have to prove to us if we could grow up later. All right, so Tim, what about yourself?
I'm a filmmaker, and I'm trying to transform Skid Row, not the studios, but the area.
Well, could you help transform Skid Row Studios as well?
Depends what you want me to do.
So tell us more. What do you mean by you're trying to transfer Skid Row?
Transform, not transfer, but I'm trying to start a t-shirt mentorship program. I have a 63-year-old dude who I'm trying to help get a job, potentially go to art school. His dream to go to art school, like cool. You lovely ladies. Cool. And it's a little awkward, I gotta tell you guys, because I was trying to help him. He's a nice guy, but I took him out the other day, and I think he's in love with me.
Oh,
lovely. What's his name?
Chaz.
And where do you meet him?
On the streets of Skid Row.
So you go to Skid Row often?
All the time.
And you're not scared of being, you know, hooked into something on the street by a lady that says, "Hey, skinny white boy, you must have a big dick."
It happens, but hey.
Has that happened before?
Oh yeah.
Tell us how that happened. When
I was interviewing a guy, and in the midst of the interview, some girl starts massaging my neck and starts slapping my ass, but I couldn't interrupt the interview, and I had to go with it, and she eventually walked away.
Now, are there any white people on Skid Row?
Yeah,
there are.
It's predominantly black, but there are some white people.
Now, tell us more about this movement you're doing, and what's the cost of it? Is it free, or do you have a vision of building things and changing the community?
Well, right now I'm doing everything for free. The t-shirt mentorship program, I got this guy who's in love with me, but I'm trying to put his portrait on a t-shirt, which I've got 200 t-shirts donated to me from American Apparel. Write his dream on the back of the shirt and also his favorite quote, and I'm going to sell these t-shirts and all the proceeds will go back to him. So that whole process, I got a free screen printer and a buddy doing design, that's free. And I'm also trying to acquire a property and turn it into an artistic community center and developing a business plan with that. That's going to need a lot of money, but yeah.
Now, is Skid Row, is that only going to help the local bum, or I shouldn't say bums, people? Is that only going to help the people of Skid Row, or is it going to help the whole community of downtown L.A.?
Well, it could potentially help not just Skid Row, but also the loft community of downtown as well, just creating a space where the local loft community and the local residents of Skid Row could be comfortable to be and interact with each other and learn from each other and build whatever they want to build.
Very fascinating. Okay, so is it true, though? I've heard this before. I mean, the cops are kind of the worst enemy in Skid Row.
Yeah, the cops, they actually, a lot of them are supplying drugs to the local residents, and they're patrolling the place 24/7. There's cameras everywhere. It's a bit like an open prison, but that's part of the issue.
Now, how far are we from the Skid Row you're talking about?
A few blocks.
A few blocks. Interesting. I mean, look what's changed around here. There's still five-star restaurants around here.
They're trying to gentrify even more areas and make it more and more gentrified. We're kind of in the process of what we've seen the last, you know, since Staples Center was put in L.A., I don't know, was that 2000-something? They're trying to make it more where they're trying to build a new football stadium, and AEG is trying to redevelop a lot more areas, move it further down. So they're trying to eradicate and get them out. So,
are you a fan of AEG?
No, they're bastards.
Really? Now, ladies, do you know anything about what we're talking about?
Actually, I don't.
Well, yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
Cops?
You know about cops,
do you?
Oh, yeah, I have
plenty
of stories.
You're a little Lohan yourself.
Are you attracted to cops?
No, but I've been hit on by cops before.
What was their pickup line?
I'm trying to remember what he said. He was like, okay, well, I'll just tell you the story. I had ditched school, and I was driving home.
Catholic school.
You're Catholic?
No, I'm not. I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish?
Yes.
Fuck, that is a good-looking Jew. Where did you come from?
I don't know.
She missed out on the Jew nose.
You missed out on the Junos, indeed.
Anyway, I was driving home from school, and I just rolled through, like, literally, like, three stop signs by my house, and I was just, like, I didn't care. I was just, like, listening to music, having a great time. And then I just heard, like, you know, like, the little, it was just, like, it was just, like, the weirdest sound, because it didn't sound like
Were you doing cocaine?
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm not.
You seem like you do a lot of cocaine.
No.
I don't know why I say that. You just seem like a little Lohan, a little Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, wow.
Your mom is not listening to this, believe me.
No,
if she is, it's entertainment.
But yeah, no, but anyway, so he like pulled me over and like...
We scripted this.
Well, no, okay.
Way in advance.
What?
Okay, this? Keep going.
Okay. Anyway, so I was like pulling up my skirt and I unbuttoned my shirt.
You were pulling up.
I was like, fuck, you know, I really don't want to
take
it right now.
Stand up, sweetheart. Let me see what you're wearing. Stand up.
Do a little spin.
Let's see.
Nice.
Wait, no. Stand in front of the monitor, please. Take off the headphones. It's fine. Stand in front of the monitor. Look at that ass. Wow, it's a sweet little ass. All right. So turn around. Well, slowly. Really slow, like my finger, my little finger. Yeah, there you go, sweetheart. Now stand, look at me in the eyes, and describe that little skirt you're wearing.
What little skirt?
Put on your headsets. We want to hear you. I apologize. I made you take them off.
Wow.
All right.
What I'm wearing right now?
Yeah, what are you wearing? Actually, you know what? Come over here. I'm sorry. We're playing musical chairs. Okay. Come sit next to Papa.
All right.
You know, I'm gonna be 30 years old soon.
Wow, you're old.
I'm old. Yeah. You date like 49-year-olds. How's that old? So, sweetheart.
Yeah. So, what am I wearing right now? Can I finish my story? No.
Yeah.
It's not important.
So, all right. So, this is where it gets good. So, I can't stop staring. I have a foot fetish.
Oh, okay, that's
awesome. And you're wearing these, like, fucking... My first porno was a Swedish girl that had these, like, boots on. They were the same exact boots you're wearing right now.
These are sandals.
And the guy jizzed all over her feet, and it got messy. And I was, like, a little kid watching this porn on my mother's bed. And it was the first time I jerked off, and there were shoes just like that. So...
Fantastic. I'm glad.
So, I can't stop staring at your feet. Do you have any fetishes?
Not really. I don't think. I don't know.
I mean,
have you ever done
anything crazy with a dude?
Not really.
Have a guy ever jerked off on your feet?
She's still a virgin.
Would you shut up? Don't move. All right. Wait.
Don't move. Okay.
I do a kids show too. I shouldn't be doing this. I really shouldn't be doing this. I could get in a lot of trouble.
Is this a kids show?
Well, no, you guys aren't kids, so
it makes sense that we all connect, the community.
Kim's building Skid Row, and I'm building kids and teens together and adults.
Yeah.
We're all one. Fuck, I'm a pervert, and let's face it. And I think you get down and dirty yourself. Stand up. Let's see what you're wearing, sweetheart.
Just
stand up.
I'm not really dressed, like, inappropriately.
You're not dressed inappropriately, but that skirt could be blowing in the wind any minute now. So, wow, sweetheart. Look at your little nipples. They're popping out.
Okay, it's not my nipples.
Is that a bra?
They're milk duds.
They're milk duds.
The truth is, no. My little brother, I saw him today, and he was coming up to me, and he said, Nicole, you're really going to go out in public in that? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, to describe it to everyone, it's a 1950s dress. And, you know, the in that time era, they wore very pointy.
Yeah, you have pointy tits.
I got pointy bras on. But, it, you know, it's all for the show.
It's all for the show.
Yeah.
However, those, oh, my gosh, they're amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I didn't think, yeah, I'm quite flat.
Do you like, you're quite flat. What size tits are you?
Actually, this is a funny story, to tell you the truth. I went bra shopping the other day. I usually don't wear one. And my mom was like, Nicole, you need to start wearing bras. You are embarrassing people. Old men don't know what to do around you. And so then.
But you like old men.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about 80-year-old men. I haven't gone. You know, Anna Nicole
Smith. It's just an age.
Yet. You know. Yeah. It's not. I'm not there yet.
Not yet. Well, you're wearing like similar clothing to probably what they're.
What they're used to.
To
yeah. So exactly.
I'm sure they're just going now, crazy.
Now, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You don't have a boyfriend.
No.
Tim, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Would you like a girlfriend, Tim?
It depends on the situation, I guess.
Uh-oh.
You don't want
this
me to
get no, you don't.
What about you, Lucifer?
That's
you,
where it's going.
Do you want a boyfriend?
Do I want a boyfriend?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
All right. Well, I want you guys to both stand up, shake hands. We're going to play a little game. We're going to play blindfold find the produce.
What?
Yes.
What is
You're
this?
In a farmer's market right
no.
now.
No.
You're in a farmer's market right now. You're going to close your eyes. We don't have a fucking cape to put over your eyes.
Okay.
You're going to close your eyes. You're going to walk around this fucking wood table, and you're going to fucking find the produce. Tim also has to stand.
Wait, do I have
no.
to stand?
Watch, I will conduct.
I'm going to run into something.
Just shut the fuck up. All right, let me conduct. Sorry, I'm letting out my anger when I watch fucking porn all night and watch the Mormons blow up on the station. And I have 4 hits and they have 4 million hits. I'm fucking mad, guys, because I want to give them love. I want to give everybody here at Skid Row Studios love. However, this program has to fucking go viral. All right, I mean that. We have great guests. We talk about tits. We talk about vaginas. What else does the world want to see now? Politics?
I mean,
fuck
we're in LA.
No. I'm just playing, sweetheart. I have to read a couple more books to get there. That's why Jeremy Hansen brought the book of Powerful Radio, all right, to the studio.
There it is.
So,
should we do a
Powerful
dramatic
Radio,
rating?
Yes. He wants all his hosts to get up a level, New York style, David Cross style. All right, so, sweetheart, you can't read. But in the meantime,
I think
let's
I can.
Just, let's just. I'm gonna. This is called. Before we play Find the Produce, I'm gonna pick up this fucking book. Powerful Radio. Yeah, let's be like everybody else on their fucking radio. Let's not be unique. Okay, it's okay. I'm like Howard Stern, kind of smart, young, fucking witty. Put on this. Hey, all right. So, sweetheart, close your eyes. Put your finger in the book.
In it.
Like an asshole.
Wait, what?
All right.
That's
you never,
gross.
What, you never fingered a guy's ass?
No, not really. No, I haven't.
I actually watch a lot of porn, and guys, they do that a lot in porn now. Oh, yeah. Like, all these porn stars are blowing up now, and they're fucking fingering dudes' ass. I'm kind of questioning that. Is it hot, or is it
not?
Or is it gay?
Is it hot,
well,
or
no,
is it
no,
not?
You don't understand.
Is it gay?
Supposedly,
well,
actually, my first girlfriend was 16 years old, all right? And I...
How old were you?
I was fucking 17.
Oh, that's crazy age difference.
And she said, oh, you would... Oh, wait, we were getting a phone call. I don't want to take this call now, but hey, we're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Hello. Is that Adam O?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm on the air and shit.
All right, who
yo.
Is this? Who is this?
Hello.
Yo, is this Adam O podcast and
yo,
shit?
Yo, what up, homie? Who is this?
Hey, man. I be listening to you talking to these bitches and shit. I want to suggest maybe one of them bitches take off their shirt and let's see them nipples and shit.
I can agree.
Wow.
What's your
and
name,
I,
man? What's
I
your
want
name?
You, excuse me. A black man is talking right now, right?
Shit. Skid Row Studios, motherfucker. All right, man. What's up, black man?
Black man is talking now. All right, honkies, you shut up.
You got it, brother. I'm shutting the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Give me some of that fried.
So now let's get them tops off and shit. And I want Adam O to describe the particular type of nipple because, I mean, the nipple is what makes the tit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know that, buddy. This is really going to change the world. But I agree.
So
I'm on the same
nipples,
page. My podcast
like?
Is for four-year-olds.
Give
okay.
us a second.
Let's face it. I have 4 viewers, 4-year-olds. All right, so... Do you really want to see their nipples?
Yeah, and if y'all motherfuckers don't mind, I'm going to jack off right now.
Ew.
Ew.
I'm going to be jacking off here in the corner right now.
Where are you?
Yeah,
I'm going to lay the dick down.
Damn, son.
Hell yeah.
Get that shit Dino style, motherfucker.
Calling from Watts right now. Calling from Watts.
Really? Oh. What's your name, soldier?
This is Reggie from Watts, motherfucker.
You have a big black dick?
Hell yeah, motherfucker. I look like a goddamn fudgesicle.
These are fucking little white girls that you would see on the porn screen, okay? They like big black dick, don't you, Miranda?
Excuse me?
Actually,
no.
I don't.
Yeah.
What do you do, Reggie?
Yeah.
What do you do, Reggie?
Right now, I'm jacking off, motherfucker. Don't mind.
Where That's are you hot. Jacking yeah. off, Reggie? Where? Describe it.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Yeah, how about you tell us?
You look like a cobra about to spit out the venom and shit. Get the point out, you know what I'm saying?
When was the last time you got laid, Reggie?
Yeah. Excuse me?
When was the last time you got laid?
You know what? A white man voice is not the voice I want to listen to when I'm jacking off.
When was the last time, you had sex?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I bet the white man gonna go home and he gonna jack off to me. But I'd be jacking off. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to come into the studio now? And we have a rug.
What?
Reggie?
Yeah.
Reggie, what are you doing?
What's Reggie, up, motherfucker? Y'all bitches gonna take off your shirt or what, bitch?
We already right, did.
Give it time, man. Give it time.
Bitch.
How about you call back in like 10 minutes and we'll have progress.
Look like and shit.
I actually agree.
Where the fuck?
All right, wait. Well, Miranda's fucking. Look at this little skirt she's wearing. Hey, Reggie, do you like white girls?
Nah, yeah. What? Excuse me.
Do you like skinny little white bitches?
Yeah.
Hot fucking girls that go to college and at night we meet them at 4 a.m. after they got fucked at a diner.
That's right.
You like that shit,
motherfucker.
Reggie? Fuck yeah, Jews and blacks coming together and Mexicans.
Yeah.
Reggie, right, who's
you? Different kind of nipple. That these the big areola.
All right. Miranda. Ray, Reggie, stay right there. I'm gonna get them shit naked. All right,
They're
motherfucker.
Brown and hairy.
Give me a pound right now. Move your hand from your cock and give me a pound in the microphone. Yeah. Are you with the phone? Boom.
All right.
Thanks, my NIGGA. All right,
let's
all
right, move it along now.
All right, brother. All right. Miranda, stand up. You have a bra on?
Yeah.
All right. Let's just take off your shirt. Let's see your bra.
No.
What?
I don't want to.
Our moms are listening.
Your moms.
Our moms and dads.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it off.
And our dogs.
All right.
Miranda, there we go.
Miranda's taking off her shirt now, Reggie. Now, yeah. Miranda, what kind of nipples are those?
Can I? They're nice. They're a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. I need you to describe what's going on because I think I'm about to nut.
We might need to splash some water on them.
It's so wet in here.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Putting
so
water on
Reggie, Reggie, are you just only into tits or do you like ass too? Because she has a fucking little skirt on. I want to lift that shit up.
Oh my god, this is like turning into a porn.
Lift that shit up, motherfucker. Fucker. Put your face in that shit.
Ew.
Hell yeah. God. Hell yeah.
All right. So let's go back. All right. Thank you, Reggie. Call back in 10 minutes. We'll have progress. Anyways, thanks, brother. We'll get the nipples hot and fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's Reggie, everybody. This is the Adamo Podcast. You're listening to Skid Row Studios. If you want to call the program like Reggie, a masturbator in Compton, please call 800-8-Reggie. Reggie, could you please take a little bow, please? That was Reggie. Come on, ladies, give him some love. Reggie just probably nutted right now. That's amazing. Okay, so it's 800-893-9562. You're listening to the Adamo Podcast. We have 5 views now. Fuck yeah, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Come on, we have 5 views now.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. So, Tim, describe what you see next to you. And you describe her fucking body in your own way. We don't want to hear a black man talk right now. We want to hear a big white guy with a bird on his shoulder talk. A tattoo, that is. It's pretty cool. So describe what's next to you right now.
It's a pretty girl with some blonde hair and a nice physique, slender, sleek, fashionable.
What do you want to do to her? Because we're going to play the produce
God,
in a minute.
You're
a little whore. Come on.
That's not how you talk to a girl.
That's not how you talk to a girl.
I mean, you can say that all you want, but I mean, she's been surrounding herself with men in Europe and older men, you know, they don't just call her whores. I mean, maybe during sex or whatever, but that's another thing.
Why don't you describe your perfect guy?
My perfect guy, Jewish.
Tim, are you Jewish?
I'm Jewish.
Fuck, we have a little Jew crew going on.
A Jew crew.
Hey, Reggie, do you like Jews? All right, keep going.
Someone who has a talent of some sort.
Tim, do you have a talent of some sort?
I do.
Oh, there we go.
What's that talent?
I have an artistic talent.
What kind of artistic talent?
I'm a good filmmaker.
Oh, are you sure about that? Have people told you that?
People have told me this.
Oh, okay. So you're not
and all right,
ding, ding, ding. It's time to play. Wait. Play the produce, guys. Blindfolded. No. Yes. It's all right. Tim, stand up over here, young man. Stand up over here. Keep your headset on, please. Keep your headset on. All right. Keep your headset on. Now, what's your name?
You forgot my name.
Nicole.
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 All right. Just stand up. Stand up.
Okay. What's going on?
All right. Now, Nicole, yes. Close your eyes. Okay. And I'm going to have Tim walk around this room. And I'm gonna replace you around this room, and he's gonna find the produce. Yep. This is Farmer's Market, boys and girls.
But we're still connected to them.
Yeah, you don't want to move, sweetheart. Actually, yeah, you do. All right, hold on. All right, so Tim,
what does he want?
Just close your eyes.
Okay, they're closed.
Close your eyes, Tim. All right, so you're gonna move. You're gonna be shopping now, but you're gonna be blindfolded, and you're gonna find the produce. All right, like a zombie race. You can use your hands.
Oh God.
That's all you can use. Your hands. So
I don't want to watch
I'd
this.
I'd actually rather him use his feet.
Wait, put the microphone up. Open your eyes.
Sorry.
Come on, I know you're blind.
Wait.
All right,
put it. Oh,
yeah. Now, and I'm because I'm gonna play next with your friend here. All right.
No,
so
no.
Yeah, shut up. I'm playing with you.
Fuck you. Honestly.
You too. All right.
You were so nice the other night.
Well, I'm not,
I don't know
I'm
what happened. You're not a nice guy.
I'm a
you're
dude.
Bad guy. You're a bad guy.
I'm bad. I'm
a bad boy.
I'm.
I see that.
Come here.
No. All right.
So Tim, now I want you to take off your headset. Now Miranda over here is gonna tell everybody what's happening. We're gonna be like your little narrations. All right, and close your eyes. All right.
So you're gonna
take off.
Right, so. Don't say that. All right, now Tim, walk around the room,
okay.
Only with your hands. All right, this way. Keep going straight. Keep going straight with your hands like a zombie.
Uh-huh.
All right, tell us what you see, Miranda. Until you find the produce.
Uh-oh.
When you find it, tell us what
it
is.
He's hitting a wall. He's hitting some chairs. He's looking. Someone's hiding.
Find the produce, Tim. You could do it.
He's about to walk into
all right,
a
now
wall.
Turn around. Turn around. Now, produce is a little bit lower than you.
You're a little cold. You're almost there.
Turn around a little bit.
Yeah, turn around.
More. Now, a little bit to your left. Right? A little bit.
You got it.
I got a mouth.
You got a mouth. Keep finding the produce.
No.
Where's the vegetables, the greens?
Got some arms.
We got some peas here.
You got some peas? All right. Tim found the produce.
Woo!
All right. Nice. Very well done. That's called Farmer's Market Find the Produce on the Atomo podcast. All right, my turn.
No, my turn.
Your turn. Okay, fine. I'm 10.
No, actually, no. I don't know.
All right, go. All right, you hide her. I'm going to find the produce.
You better hide.
I'm going to find the produce.
You don't want him to find no produce.
All right, so I'm going to find the produce. And, all right, here we go. Oh, this is a shitty farmer's market. This must be Silver Lake. Fuck. Ah, shit. It's Echo Park, motherfuckers. Get off your fucking fixie, faggot. Oops, I didn't say that. I'm Reggie in Compton. Smoke weed all day. Fuck, I'm lost. I'm in a fucking table. Am I almost close to her? I can't see shit. I'm going to bump into a wall.
Yeah, you're
come on.
Pretty
getting close.
You're
getting
pretty
close.
Am I on her?
There you
got
go.
It. Yeah, bingo.
There you go.
Whoa. Oh, it feels good.
Did you find some potatoes?
I found some. Whoa, those are nice.
Hello.
Nice potatoes.
Oh, shit. All right. I found the produce. All right. Thank you very much.
That was a great game.
All right.
We should do that again sometime.
It's round one. We have like 20 more episodes before I get fired. All right.
All right.
Six. All right. So in the meantime, Miranda, tell us what, read this to. Let's see if you can read.
Okay.
This is about how to be a pro radio guy. This is called The Power of Radio and Beyond. Communication guides to radio.
You can't read. You just read that completely
Shut
wrong. Beyond Powerful Radio,
right,
a communicator's guide to internet age or the internet age.
All right,
my
so
bad.
Read a chapter for us.
I don't want to read it.
After this, we're doing
this
urban literature.
So no one's going to want to hear this.
Just read.
I don't want to hear
this. I want to see if you can read.
She can read. Yeah.
The ability to communicate color, contact, and drama in 30 seconds is a rare and glorious. That's the quote.
All right,
Doug
put it
Harris.
Down. Put it down.
Great.
Put it down. Now, have you guys ever been into each other?
No, God, why does it always have to be sexual with you?
Because I'm fucking lame.
Yeah, you are lame.
All right. Tell us more about yourselves.
Mara, do you want to do this one or should I? I like to dance.
I love to dance too. Who doesn't?
I love dancing.
Right? I know, but I was just thinking about it
actually today because I miss clubbing in London and, you know, because I can't club here because I don't have a fake ID because I'm lame.
What's your dream in life?
Oh, God. My dream in life. Do I have a dream in life? What are you guys doing over there?
I don't know.
They're just like dancing.
I'm sorry.
They're dancing. I wish I was.
What were you saying? Your dream?
I asked her what her dream in life was.
Oh, well, that. I think anyone's dream.
With a white picket fence and.
All right, so.
Have two dogs.
I want to be happy.
So we're going to play now another game right now.
Okay.
It's called Ladies Judge Our Bodies. Starting off with Tim right here.
Oh, dear God.
Tim's going to get naked.
Why does everyone need to get naked? Okay. I don't understand.
How about we play a game that does not...
Yeah, how about we come up with a game?
I already see enough naked people every day. I'm a painter. I see naked women all day.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love art.
So are we going to a strip club after this?
If you guys play your cards right.
We play our cards right. But you have a dude over there.
Yeah, we do.
Whose dude does that belong? I'm fucking jealous.
We've got many dudes.
He's mine. He's cute.
Are you guys both in love with him?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but...
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, cool.
So you share that guy?
No.
It's like a polyamorous relationship?
Oh, my God.
Is it? I'm just asking.
That's really funny that you say that. I just was introduced to that concept the other day when... I actually went to school with this guy that was a juggalo and like
a gigolo.
Really? Juggalo, yeah. Spike Dog.
Juggalo.
He went to our school.
Juggalo, not juggalo.
Juggalo.
Oh, you mean the band?
Yeah, like Insane Clown Posse. That bullshit. Anyway, he just like always changes his mind about things. Like he went from being an atheist to like a Wiccan, and he's like super crazy. And all of a sudden, like he's a sorry. What is it called?
Focus.
Polyamorous.
Yeah. No, it's called something else. Never mind. Sorry. I don't know what it's called, but it's like, right. A pansexual. That's what it
pansexual.
Was.
Pansexual.
Sorry, I was confused.
I don't know what that is.
It's someone that is attracted to, they don't see gender. Like, you can be a transsexual, you can be, like, gay or straight, but they don't acknowledge it. They just want to, like, fuck, I guess, or, like, love you for who you are, I guess. I don't.
Does this involve animals, too, or is this just...
I'm not really sure, but, I mean, I'm sure, like, bestiality is involved.
Have you ever... you're sounding very German now.
I am.
Nein, Mann.
Der Teufel.
Yeah.
Scheiße.
Alles gut, yeah.
So, have you guys ever been offered a porn job?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Actually, no, I haven't.
Oh, have you?
No,
oh,
I haven't.
Actually, I have a story, too.
I've been... Off, I know people try to take photos of me. Well, no, not really? To sound like you, but no, I've been what? Offered some weird shit before.
What's the weirdest?
I don't know. Like I went over to my. Actually, it was a close friend, so it wasn't like a big deal, and I wasn't scared. It wasn't that sketchy. It was
you
just,
know what?
Like, what
hold
we
on,
doing.
Hold on one second. I'm getting actually a phone call. I gotta check. You guys keep talking. This could be a hooker.
Ooh. Okay. Good. Anyway. What was I saying? I don't even
You were talking about the weirdest thing someone's offered.
Oh, yeah. No, I was helping my friend out with, like, their portfolio to apply to, like, an art college. And I, like, got to their house, and they had, like, mayonnaise and, like, the grossest shit in this bathtub, like, cherries and, like, soup. And, like, they wanted me to get in it and, like, be naked and, like, look cute. And I was just like, you're fucking kidding me. Like, I'm not doing – I mean, it was just really gross. I wasn't – interested in doing that. I mean, even though it was a favor, but like, I don't know. That's pretty weird. I think that's fucking weird. I wouldn't ask anyone to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I question that relationship now, but I'm sure you have plenty of stories like that that are even weirder.
I actually have a really great story. I was at this party last Halloween, and it just like seemed like a really great party, this huge mansion in London. Mm-hmm. And I was like in whatever, like the VIP room, like all fancy, whatever. And I didn't realize until later in that night that everyone in that room happened to be a porn star except for me. And yeah, I'm not even kidding. And so I was like, you know, I was talking to all these people, talking to this guy actually, and he was, you know, in this huge onesie, and he was like, so what do you do? I'm a painter, you know, blah, blah, blah. He was like, oh, I've always wanted someone to paint me nude. And I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. And so he seemed like a really great guy. You would have had no idea that he was a porn star. And then all of a sudden he goes, I go, so yeah, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a porn star. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And he went on to unzip his onesie and show me his moneymaker.
Were you happy what you saw?
No, actually, it was frightening. It was massive. It was like
Was he flaccid?
No. It was flaccid. And then he started whipping it in like a circle, like a pinwheel.
Oh, like that video. What is that video? It's like, you spin me right, you know, and like, it's just like a dick. I remember I saw that in like seventh grade. My friends like. Or it was
just
like
to
my
put
neighbor.
That in perspective.
Well, yeah,
seventh grade.
Well,
that happened.
God, I had no control over men at that time. But I mean, I still have little. But anyway, I was at my friend who was my neighbor at the time's house, and I was there with like just a bunch of guys, and I was just like, whatever, you know. And then they just like sat me down in a chair, and like I couldn't get up, and I was like, this is really, you know, scary. Like I was like, what are they gonna do? And then they turned on the computer, and then they put it on, and it was really gross. But like I was just, you know, happy that they didn't like, you know, rape me or anything like that. But I don't know. It was just.
Step up.
Yeah, but it's an interesting.
Do you think that's like his pickup line? He just unzips his thing and just.
Yeah, no, and then the worst part was his girlfriend comes over and she goes, "Oh, honey, you're showing it off to everyone," and I'm like, "Oh my god, seriously?" And she's like, "Isn't it nice?" She's like, "I have sex with that every night." I'm like,
"Oh my god."
Except that was all in a British accent.
Was that the biggest dick you've ever seen?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it was like his name is like something Zilla, like White Zilla. He apparently
White Zilla.
Yeah,
look that up.
Yeah, was
later.
Does size matter?
Oh God,
Kim, do you have a big dick?
It's average.
Do you mind showing us your dick?
No.
Oh my God. He enters the room and
Cock. Let's see your. I'll show you my cock if you show me yours.
Sure.
All right. So you go first. All right. Tim's gonna take off his pants. All right. Come on. Root him on.
Yeah. Take it off.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Come on. Tim, stand up right here. Put your headphone on. Pull down your fucking pants. This is you know, Howard only shows women. We're gonna show the guy's cock to the girls, so eventually they'll show us their fucking tits. That's the whole fucking mission of this fucking podcast.
I thought she already did.
All right, Tim. Pull out your pants right now.
All right, man.
Take off your pants. Yep. Just fucking pull down your pants.
There you go, guys.
Come on. Wow, show us your cock. Yeah. Show us your cock.
She likes it.
Oh, it's pretty big. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
It's impressive.
I wasn't expecting that. Wow.
Oh. I'm going to show you my cock.
No one wants to see that.
Yeah, actually, we'll pass on that one for right now. We just met you.
All right, we're getting a phone call. Hey, this is Adam Moe. Can I direct your call?
This is crazy.
Yeah, Adam Shankman.
Is this John Boone?
It is indeed.
All right, John, what's up, man? You were supposed to come on to the show. However, we're thrilled you're calling.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, apologies, but as you probably would have heard, a Michael Jackson story involving the kids kind of took up most of my time today.
What Michael Jackson story are we talking about? He's dead.
Well, involving Catherine Jackson, if we're being honest. It's the, I don't know if you've heard, but the there's a problem with the kids, and the mother's was reported missing on the Sunday.
No shit, really. Now, what are you writing? Is this for the Enquirer?
No, I've moved from the Enquirer. I was a former Enquirer writer, but now I write for Radar Online.
Radar Online. What happened with the Enquirer, if you don't mind me asking?
I moved on from the Enquirer. I thought the time was right to go on to the web. I mean, that's where it all breaks now, and... it's very difficult to keep a story quiet on working on a weekly basis.
How long were you with the Enquirer for?
For a year and a half.
A year and a half. Now, you wrote a lot of articles, like perverted articles about Osama bin Laden?
we didn't write much about Osama. Only when he was captured and killed.
Yeah, because I read one of your articles. It was pretty fascinating. Now, we have two hot fucking chicks in the studio right now, and one of them lives in London, and I really wanted you to meet her. However, you're not here.
apologies, and...
No sweat. I only brought them for you.
Next time.
And I had to fill the gap. It's working.
It's working.
So this is Skid Row Studios. I want you to have a look at it, and we really want your help. We have this mission. We decided tonight. We want to go viral. We want the Adamo podcast and all the studio, you know, listeners to listen to us, and we need your help. Is that possible?
Right. What do you need from me?
Well, we need a review. We need a fucking review. We need you to say how amazing the fucking Skid Row Studios is, a top premier podcast studio in the heart of downtown LA. However, That's forcing it. I wanted you to be here to witness the experience and to meet, you know, the engineers and to see the walls and let the art breathe.
Well, I will have to come down very, very soon one day.
All right, I'm not forcing shit on you, Yan. You know what I do.
I know what you do. I know what you do. I've looked you up, Adam.
All right, brother. Well, listen, tell us a little bit, while we have you on the line, tell us a little bit about your work right now.
Well, at the moment, Radar Online sees me working primarily just on the Jackson story and, you know, been focusing on that, really.
Where did you go to school in England?
I went to a lovely, lovely Catholic school.
They're Catholic right here, these little sluts.
No, we're not Catholic. We went to Catholic school, though. Catholic school,
yeah,
girls.
But there's something about Jewish. Catholic school that breeds the most, not so clean cut of individuals.
Mm. Do you guys agree?
No. I'm pretty clean cut.
Yeah,
if you saw me.
Sean, I would love to hook you up with one of these girls.
Oh, dear.
You've been trying to hook us up with everyone, so.
Yeah, shut the
But yeah.
So are you okay? So we're going to a strip club. Do you like to join us later?
Which strip club are you going to?
Which strip club are we going to?
What was the name of it?
I don't know. The Seventh Veil. No, I don't want to go there.
Seventh Veil in Sunset.
Oh, Veil. Is it Veil or Veil?
I think I'm banned from there.
You're
banned.
No.
Why are you banned from there, John?
Well, maybe I was inappropriate.
Oh.
So, John. Do you ever write reviews or, I mean, whatnot? I mean, because we do want to take this show viral. That's the whole mission.
If he hasn't said it, he wants to take it viral.
Yeah, I don't know if he mentioned it.
If I didn't get that indication before. yeah, I don't write reviews as such. We do more showbiz stories, but one day you're going to make it as a showbiz star, aren't you, Adam?
Yes, Miranda has a question for you.
Go.
What are you doing in LA right now? What are you doing here?
What am I
just
doing
working?
In LA?
Mm-hmm.
I am working. Why?
I'm just curious. Do you live here?
I do live here. I've lived here for coming up to 5 years now.
Oh, where?
I
live in Silver Lake.
Oh, very, very cool.
Wait, where did you live in London?
Oh, sorry.
Where did I live in London?
No, where?
I lived there, Nick.
Are you East Londoner or West Londoner?
I My dad's an East Londoner. I lived a lot of the time in East London, but I was born in North London.
Nice. I was born in... I wasn't born there. I live in Islington. It's good.
That's where I was from.
Woohoo!
Yeah, they're hot, John.
Cool.
Kim was also
Islington,
a good one.
Islington's a posh area, though.
Yeah,
very posh.
So have you ever been on a podcast before?
On a what?
Have you ever been on a podcast before? A radio internet show?
No, this is probably a first.
You should see the engineer's face right now. She's looking at me like she wants to kill me, all right? She's looking at me with eyes of fucking death, all right? Because I'm probably talking about women in a way she doesn't like.
We're not being derogatory.
Wait, say that again, Mindy.
I'm all about the porn.
Are you really?
I am.
All right, you must just be stoned then. All right, fair enough. Are you stoned?
Actually, no.
What kind of porn?
Yeah, what kind of porn are you
like
in? John, what kind of porn are you in?
Like chubby guys.
What kind of porn do I like?
What kind of porn do you like? Mindy over here, our engineer, she likes chubby guys.
Actually, I used to review porn for a men's magazine a long, long time. I shit you not. The best one I ever encountered, now this is as bizarre as it gets, was midget porn.
Really? No, I think you really need to...
No.
Hear me out on this.
I will.
The basically, what I learned from watching midget porn was that midgets' penises really do look like third legs. Because...
they're packing the heat, huh?
They have an average-sized penis, but they're only little.
I had no idea.
So it looks like they're really huge.
That's crazy.
Now, John, you have a big penis?
I have been known to measure many lady with a thick girth, yes.
Nice. These girls really like big cock. We had a black eye
on the show. No, that's not true. Size doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Actually, It just depends. It depends on the person. I mean, like, I think everyone's dealt with something that they're not really happy with.
What's the craziest sexual experience you've had, John?
Oh, putting me on the spot here, Adam. craziest sexual experience I've had. In LA or London? I mean,
question two is also is the National Enquirer. I mean, I want to hear a little bit in the inside over there. Is it 100% fake? But first question is, what's the most, you know, the craziest sexual experience you've had?
Okay. First one was in London for a... I used to write for a magazine called The Erotic Review. it was like posh porn for, like, high-class attorneys, judges, that sort of thing. And I was invited to cover a feature on, like, a Eyes Wide Shut type orgy.
Mm. Okay, and so do you have that article in front of you? Can you read it to us, or do you remember any?
If I got the article done, then, you know, that would have been good, but I was distracted by other things.
Oh, really? Really? You sound like a pervert, okay.
That doesn't sound pervy. That was just, you know, sure. When you're a young boy... surrounded by very, very attractive women, you know. Do you get the job done?
I need to put you in contact with the studio chief here at Skid Row Studios. I think we really need to start reviewing the studios and start fucking blowing this shit up. I mean, we have the talent here. We have the chops. We have every show's unique. We have fucking slut hot girls in front of me.
Oh, slut hot girls? I don't think so.
I wish you could text me a picture of them both.
All right, you know what? I've done that before, and it's boring as shit. We need to go viral, John.
Viral. Oh, viral, shmiral. I'm on a phone at the moment in a car driving.
All right, so how... Of course you are. All my guests are. All right, so how do you go viral? Tell us about how to go viral. What could you provide me here at the studio? Because I know we're good blokes. How do we go viral?
You're asking someone who doesn't know anything about the world of radio and internet that well.
You have a good pen on you. You have a good pen.
Oh, God. Maybe some elaborate kind of Guinness Book of World Record type radio stunt.
Do you know anyone famous?
Do I know anyone famous? I have a few names, yeah.
Could you bring them on the show?
I could bring a couple.
Who could you bring?
They'd be English people, English stars, soap stars, that sort of thing.
Mm.
Would you be interested in that? Probably not.
I mean, if we were to bring some of your friends on the show, you write a review, and we, you know, we have fun afterwards. We have an orgy. How does that sound to get me viral? These chicks are horny right now.
Like a complete pervy. Yeah?
Anytime we talk real talk and we stay away from sex, they get bored as shit.
I can seriously tell, yeah.
I'm really, really want... I would... Dude, John, you don't understand. If we hang out later and we go to the strip club, you don't understand. These girls will blow your mind. We lift her skirt up anymore, I'm going to pop.
Oh, my God. I didn't do it.
John, you don't understand. You got to hang out with us tonight.
I would love to, but duty calls, and it's not the skirt duty.
So this is a Jackson case right now. Do you get paid well?
Oh, what sort of question is that?
Yeah, that's an awkward question.
Well, I mean,
I
know a lot of writers, I know a lot of TV show producers that don't get paid beans, and they have these big programs going on that are viral. So it's a fair question.
Yeah, I get paid well enough to live my life substantially.
Do you want to have a threesome tonight? Not with me.
Well, Adam, I'd only have it if you were there as well.
Well, no, because Tim,
good answer.
We have a big Hollywood producer in front of me, Tim Schwartz, by the way. And if you hang out with us later, you can hang out with him. And we have two hot fucking teenage college fucking beans.
I'm not a teenager anymore.
You're 20 years
teenage
old.
I'm a teenager.
John, you don't understand,
they're not,
man. I'm going to charm you until you write a fucking review for us.
No.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You didn't show up at the studio. I'm very disappointed. However, you're giving us a great little interview here. You have a great voice. The sluts over here are bored to death. They're hot. Take off your fucking clothes already.
You asked nicely.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
How about you try that?
All right.
For once.
All right. Take off your clothes.
And recite some poetry before.
It's funny. I wouldn't have imagined you being like this, you know? Just, and we met at Swingers, and he was just sitting there and taking it all in, being quiet, and the other, or well, you and James. Ooh, James.
What about James? John, so John, it's been a pleasure to have you on the phone tonight. Come back in the studio. Let's do a real interview. In the meantime, I'll call you after the show. We'll hang out, yeah?
Yes, do. Please do.
I will do, brother. All right. And also, contact Jeremy Hansen. You know, we could really use some fucking great fucking publicity. I know it sounds forceful, but I'm Jewish.
Well done, man.
All right, brother. Peace.
Thank you much. Take care.
All right. So, ladies, we have 8 minutes left. Lucky number 8, Chinese number.
Well, I'm waiting for 7 minutes.
I'm waiting for six.
Six?
Seven minutes in heaven.
Oh.
Hey.
Good call.
It's a fun game.
I never played it, I don't think.
I think I did. I did once.
What happened?
What? he's like touching his breasts right now.
He likes himself a lot.
Okay. I think he wants me to make an elaborate story and make it really slutty, but unfortunately, it wasn't a slutty experience. I kissed a boy.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was really cute.
For 7 minutes.
Yeah. Well, for 7 minutes, actually.
There's nothing I love more than playing, like, spin the bottle with, like, a bunch of friends when we're, like, high and just, like, none of us are attracted to each other. It's like, we'll have some people that
we play spin the bottle right now?
All
right, trust me. Shut up. There's spin the bottle. No, let's go. And we're back with the Atomo podcast. The boring chick started talking again. I started opening my mouth.
Our boyfriend's outside.
There's a reason why I get 4 views. I talk too much. However, that's when the guests come in and the editing machine kicks in. In the meantime, let's play fucking spin the bottle on the Atomo podcast. All right, so we're going to play it. Ready? And...
Yes, so wait, you have to do it. Spin the bottle, that's how.
All right.
You have to go kiss him.
I'll kiss him, all right.
Woohoo! You don't have to.
This is nice.
Oh, no, that's so sweet.
That wasn't even a kiss.
All right, I'll kiss him right now.
Come on, I want some.
I
want some full-on tongue. You've done some.
Aw, that's
there you
so
go.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah, that was hot.
All right, so.
That's some hot shit.
Yeah, your turn to spin.
Yourself.
All
right. I love kissing myself.
Your turn to spin.
My favorite.
Oh, watch out for my wine that's spilled everywhere. Oh, me too.
Tim,
see, this is
turn.
A great time.
Oh,
for
yeah,
you.
Guys, you have no idea how hot these chicks are. I know
you
a lot of you
no
guys are
idea.
Drunk when you're listening to this program. Tim, come kiss me again. This is fucking
this
my
is funny.
But you know, a lot of people listen to this program drunk. It works. You turn into 5 minutes. All right.
Oh, lovely.
And you hear hot
better.
Chicks. That's all you need to hear. In the meantime, like I said, patience, my friends. Patience. This show is getting good. You see the potential, right, ladies?
Yeah, but we're actually really ugly. We have underbites.
When was the last time you guys played Truth or Dare?
And we're still playing.
Okay.
Truth
Whoa!
Or
right there, baby. Right there. Right there. Right there. Oh, sick. That felt good.
Mm. That was great.
All right,
great.
Your turn. Go.
Please.
Yo, thank
no,
you.
No, no, no. I'm going to kick you. Oh, my God.
You got me.
Wait. Am I not attractive?
No, I got you. Yeah,
what, you don't think I'm attractive?
I think you're attractive. I just think...
No, you did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, it was. I saw it. Oh, there.
Keep going
until
it hits somebody. The air doesn't count.
Me.
Keep going. Keep going.
Dude, it's just
going.
Because I'm kissing
keep
myself.
Keep going. Keep going.
You just
can't kiss yourself.
You just,
that's one of the rules in spin
I'm
bottle.
Kissing.
Keep going. All right, Tim, your turn.
I just taste so good.
It just smells great. Your arms. I've been smelling. Them.
Okay,
Tim smelling
has
them.
To kiss
Ooh,
Miranda right
Miranda.
Now. Tim has to kiss Miranda right here. All right, Tim, come over here and. Smooch her smackers. A film Tim did as well, by the way. No, oh, come on. All right. Miranda, your turn to spin.
Oh, God.
All right. We have 4 minutes left. That's how we go out on the
we go,
podcast. We spin a fucking
spin the bottle.
Water ball. All right. My turn.
Okay.
Oops, myself. Oh, no one.
No, no one.
All right, Miranda.
Miranda, you're so popular.
Right here, baby. Right here.
No.
Oh, man. I can't.
No, you can't make me.
Why can't
She's
I kiss
so,
her?
You have no idea how awkward.
Why
this
can't
is.
I kiss you, Miranda? Let me kiss you.
Miranda. She keeps hitting him in the face.
All right, I'm almost out. She's biting me. She's.
It's not looking good.
All right.
Oh, God.
All right, so moving on from spin the bottle. So, guys, this has been a wonderful episode of the Atomo podcast. We have the wonderful Tim Schwartz in front of me. Tim, what's your final thought?
My final thought is let's change the world, guys.
Oh, wow, you're such a hippie.
Well, continue on a little bit more about this Skid Row project you're doing. We have a little bit of time because I don't understand just change the world. Tell us everything you always tell me. It's pretty fascinating.
Skid Row is around 50 blocks. It has every social issue and social problem the world has. If you find a way to fix Skid Row, you can use that as a blueprint to help fix any area in the world.
Nice. And the lovely Nicole next to you?
Yes.
Final thought.
Final thought. Well,
did you have fun tonight?
I actually did, despite all the awkwardness and the sexual jokes. Yes, I actually did have fun.
I got a question.
Yes, you have a question.
Do you think less of us now after the show or more highly?
Actually less. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Now keep going. Are your panties wet?
My panties? Sorry, is this a joke or a sexual joke that I don't understand?
You date old fucks.
Sorry, well...
You're young. Yes. Tell us the truth. You're hiding.
I'm hiding what? I just like men who, like...
All right, we're getting a phone call.
Got their shit together.
People love her.
What's going on? It's Adamo.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Adamo.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, is this my friend again?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Sounds like some clown porn.
Clown porn.
Sounds like...
Wow.
All right. Do you have anything to say, buddy? It's kind of funny, though, I must say. It's a good sound effect. All right. He's off the air. Keep going. Are your panties wet?
Oh, my panties. I thought you said my pennies.
Your fucking panties.
Are your panties wet?
T-T-I-E-S.
Is this like a sexual joke that I don't know?
Panties. Like fucking underwear. G-strings.
Oh, undies.
What do you wear? Thong?
No, I wear granny panties. I'm the old fashioned style. I'm all dressed in 1950s.
Yeah. Really?
I've got 1950s undies on too. The big baggy gross ones. Yeah.
They're great.
Still fun. Yeah. All right. So what about you, sweetheart?
What? She wears
are your panties wet?
Oh, no. I was like, I peed in my pants.
Thought?
That's why.
What's your final thought? Come on. The boys are scratching their heads now.
This was fun. I don't know. I think it's a great way to.
Is this like a porn podcast that we didn't know?
Well, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I wonder who's listening.
Love your eyelashes, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
they're real.
I was actually thinking when we're eating those.
It's
burritos.
Kind of a pain in the ass sometimes. Sexy. So I don't know.
So are you guys attracted to us? Are you guys attracted to? I mean, Miranda, me, July, not July.
My name is
Nicole.
July.
Are you attracted to Tim?
Yeah.
So could we just fuck afterwards?
No.
No.
Right. So we're gonna go to the strip club and then fuck. All right. So Tim has a great final thought. We're getting a last phone call. Hey, Monkey Boy, it's Adam Mo. Go out with style.
No.
So we're gonna go to the strip club and then.
All right.
So Tim has a great final thought. We're getting a last phone call. Hey, Monkey Boy,
it's Adam Mo.
Go out with style.
Oh, what? All right. It's controversy, buddy. It's just the radio voice. Who are you listening to on the radio? You sound like mud.
I think they're listening to us.
All right. All right. Yeah, I've always been good too at prank calls. All right. Anyways. All right, so listen, it's been a pleasure to have you ladies on. Thank you so much for joining the Adamo podcast. You're beautiful.
Thank you. I apologize
if I've said anything inappropriate. However, I mean every word I said.
We're going to go on a woman's rights.
Tim, thank you for being here. Jeremy, thank you for being back here from New York City. This is the Adamo podcast. I'll see you next Tuesday. Peace out.
Boom, boom, boom.
Interesting.
That was
good.
Adamo, let it rain, let it snow, here we go, start the show, breakfast lot, take a bite, make it right, spaghetti, no, wait till lunch, crunch my cereal bunch, Adamo, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, breakfast show,
Adamo.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet